Hey, this is Fat Mike and Hefe from NoFX, and you're listening to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast.
Is the bomb.
This is Jenny, Stacy, Myra, and Lynn from Bad Cop, Bad Cop, and you're listening to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. We are doing this podcast today from the road. We are on our way back from 350 Fest that we went to in Chicago, and we are currently in Ohio.
In Ohio. Yes, we just crossed into Ohio. We just went through three states.
That's so weird to me because in Canada, it takes so long to get from one province to the other. And in the last couple hours, we just crossed into our third state.
Yeah. I don't even know what highway we are on. Oh, maybe 80? No,
90. I-90? Is that what it's called?
I think.
Okay. So we just spent the whole weekend in Chicago attending 350 Fest, which was Lights Over Bridgeport, The Stereo, Big Wig, Face to Face, and Real Big Fish. So we meant to do a whole bunch of recording over the weekend and, you know, interview a lot of people, and we did nothing. So
this is the problem, right? Like, we have too much fun at shows.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of stories, which I like doing stories at shows because I can just quickly like do something and it takes like 12, you know, takes like 10 seconds. But to actually sit down and do an interview or whatever, like we're just hanging out and having fun. Like I don't want to interrupt that to be like, okay, business time now.
It was kind of nice to go to a festival, go to a show and not worry about an interview.
Yeah. But there were so many cool people there that I would have liked to have interviewed.
It's true. But you know what? The thing is that we made a lot of contacts for future interviews. So that was the cool thing.
We scored, I would say, for future interviews, we scored like 5 or 6.
Definitely.
Like really good ones.
Yeah. Are we allowed to talk about who's come?
No,
who would know? Okay, so it's a secret.
I don't like to jinx it.
Okay, so no jinxing. So we are on the road. We are trying to get to New York today, Syracuse, New York, which is where we're going to spend the night on our way, because we're on our way back to Boston. I think on the way here, our first day was 14 hours on the road. The next day was 6 hours.
Something like that.
So today we're trying to do it in like 12 and 6?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Does it take a lot?
We stopped a lot on the way out here.
I'm gonna...
Niagara Falls. Oh, so that
That's what it was.
That's what it was. That took like 2 hours.
Right. So if you follow our Instagram and our stories on social media, we decided randomly to just stop at Niagara Falls on our way to Chicago from Boston. So, which was amazing because neither of us had been there before.
It was so cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah. And it was funny because we weren't really sure we were going to do it. We were literally going to do a drive-by. Like, let's drive on the road and see if we can see Niagara Falls out the window and keep driving.
We were very unprepared for the vast size of Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I had no idea. And I had no idea it was, like, such a tourist trap that it was like an amusement park. And then, there's these beautiful falls over there.
Yeah, we basically thought it was a waterfall. We were just going to, like, cruise by.
Yeah.
It was a lot more than that. So maybe that's why. Oh, so that's why it took us a little bit longer to get to the destination.
Yeah. Oh, but I do want to say, so we will give a full rundown of 350 Fest in just a second. But first, we're talking about our road trip.
Yes.
But we're going to give lots of inside scoop about 350 Fest too.
Definitely. So I think we should like do a quick recap of our road trip in terms of like one word. Like, well, just not, like, not one word. I mean, like, a whole bunch of one words.
Okay.
Like, things that we can sum up our road trip. Like, I would say, like, pee breaks.
Coffee.
Donuts from gas stations.
Breakfast pizza.
Oh, fuck, it was gross and so good.
It was so gross.
it would have been great if it didn't have that weird white gravy on the bottom. Well, was that gravy?
We still don't know.
Like, biscuits and gravy?
It was crust. And then a white sauce. And then eggs and bacon and cheese, which is all good stuff. But the white sauce was fucking weird.
It was a surprise too, because the white sauce was not visual when you first get the pizza until you bite into it, and then all of a sudden, there's this gross white sauce. Okay.
Do you have your snowballs to try?
Yeah. So.
Okay, maybe we'll do that later.
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, we'll try the snowballs.
Yeah.
Should we do it on we'll do it on a story maybe, and then we can record about it.
Okay.
Corn. Lots of cornfields.
Oh, tons of cornfields. Lots of trucks. There's so many fucking tractor trailer trucks.
Lots.
Do you call them that in Canada?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, tractor trailer trucks. Long haul, big haul, big rigs.
Big rigs.
Big rigs. The other thing I want to say is that we were listening to this podcast. So Chris and I have learned a lot of stuff about each other on this trip because we have spent so much time alone in the car together. We both love true crime. We both love like mystery, murder, stuff like that. And there's this podcast.
And we both love comedy.
And we both love comedy. So we found this podcast called Small Town Murders, and it's these two guys that are stand-up comedians. And what they do is they recap a small town murder every episode, and they make fun of it in a way. Not the victims, but they make fun of the...
Well, that too.
Well, that too. A little bit.
It starts out, which is so great. The dude starts out the podcast with, if you don't think crime and comedy can go together, if you can find no funny instances in a murder situation, this podcast is not for you. And I'm like, I can find humor in a murder situation.
We can. So we've listened to many, many episodes of murders.
Small town murders.
Small town murders. So we want to give them a shout out because
totally. We
love this podcast and I love their banter together, the two of them, and they're really great. So I think everybody should go check that out. But there is something to be said about driving on an interstate and listening to murder information for hours on end. Like I almost feel like dirty afterwards.
Do? Oh, I don't at all.
I get like a bad vibe. Like I have to like shake it off a little bit when we're done.
I don't at all.
That's awesome. I love that.
We listen to a lot of we listen to a lot of punk rock, but also a lot of 90s hip hop.
Kristen can rap, like you guys can't believe. Totally didn't know that. And we like the same, like, 90s hip-hop. Like, apparently...
What is not to like about 90s hip-hop? Like, Dre and Snoop?
Yeah. I mean, when we put Dr. Dre on the other day, we both just, like, the mood changed.
It does.
It did. So shout out to Dr. Dre. if you're listening.
Yeah.
What up, Dre? Wow. We just sounded... I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
We met some fans, like some Mabel Syndrome fans at 350.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid Rad Merch.
Yeah.
We had a chat
with... That was so nice. That's a really cool company.
Yeah. So everyone needs to check out Stupid Rad Merch. Again, it's on Instagram. Oh, was that a dead fox? Okay. Roadkill. I just thought of another thing that we see a lot of. Stupid Rad Merch. Who else can we give a shout out to that we like?
Well, we met Lauren.
We met Lauren finally in person.
And Kim.
And
Mike. Well, I hadn't met Mike Coyle Wilkie before. You had met him. And all those face to face. So you knew all those face to face people. That was my first time meeting any of them. And those chicks fucking rock.
Yeah. Best girls in the world.
Oh, they're so cool.
And you guys know who you are. And there's a group of the best women I've ever known in my life.
Yeah.
I feel like we can't say all their names in case they don't want us to like name them.
They may not
want
to know.
They may not.
Be
they may not want
with us.
Yeah, maybe not. There was a lot of Mabel Syndrome love going around, which was super cool.
Should we give a rundown of like that day of 350?
Sure.
So Jessica has quite a relationship with the face-to-face guys because she does, I know, we talk about face-to-face all the time, I know, but she helps run their fan club, and so she has a relationship with those guys because they really appreciate the work that you do for them, which is awesome. So anyways, and you're also friends with Trevor's wife.
Yes.
Who is the coolest band wife I've ever met.
She's pretty amazing.
In my life.
Her and Trevor have been married for like 30 years, and... Yeah. She is the most, like, she's, like, this amazing like, wife, mother.
She's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Funny.
Yep.
She sat in our hotel room and drank tequila with us before the show.
Well, we were both, like, in towels getting ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came out of the shower in a towel, and I'm like, and you're like, Tina Keith is here.
By the way, when you come out, Trevor's wife is in the hotel room.
Yeah, and I went to go, like, shake her hand, and she gave me a big hug, and I'm like, I'm naked hugging Tina Keith.
It was awesome. See, really it's cool. Funny. That's just, sometimes our lives take turns where we're like.
It was bizarre. But anyway, so we got all pretty.
Yep.
And we went down. What was really cool is that the hotel we were staying in was the Holiday Inn, and it was connected to the convention center that 350 Fest was being held in. So we didn't even have to leave our hotel. We just walked down a hallway, and there was the festival.
And it was amazing because when you hear punk rock festival, you think, like, four stages, warp tour, outside, super hot, like, paying for millions of bottles of water.
And beer. And you think, like, $15...
Yeah.
Like, can of beer.
Yeah. So this fest was inside, one stage, air-conditioned, super soft carpeted floor, and we were very lucky enough to have all-access passes for the festival from Trevor, and we basically got free beer all day.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any?
Yes. I think I had two from the actual vendors, and then
stuff
in the green room.
I had two from the vendors as well. And then, so we had access to the green room, which we couldn't find, remember?
Because took us a while.
A couple of our friends were in the green room, and they were like, come back and say hi. And so we were like asking everybody, where's the green room? Where's the green room? Because there was no backstage area, and the green room was actually, like, in front, which was bizarre.
Like a meeting room, maybe?
Yeah. It was funny. But so that was one of my first times being in a green room for a festival and seeing what the different bands had in their riders, which was really fun.
Right. So riders are, for those of you that don't know, riders are like what the band requests to have, like, backstage for their show. Like, I don't know, Mariah Carey wants, like, diamond-encrusted toilet paper and, like, three poodles or something. But punk shows are very different. So
it was very basic
stuff.
It was, like, water, Monster Energy drinks.
Green juice. Bigwig, the band Bigwig, all the riders were lined up. And
it was pretty, like I said, just like
basic.
Towels, water.
Scott Shiflett had like fucking 40 towels he needed.
And there was some wine and some beer and stuff like that.
Like Trevor wanted the red wine. And Bigwig was it just a bottle of Jack Daniels?
Yes.
That's it. Nothing else. No. Just a full bottle of Jack Daniels. Beside their name.
That was their writer.
It was amazing.
it was really amazing. Cool.
It was really good.
Yeah.
We also got a few pictures of that, I think. So that was the green room experience. It was nice. I mean, all access passes are kind of a huge perk because generally there's like a clean bathroom to use.
Yeah.
And there's free water. And so.
But even without that, at this venue, the bathrooms were, we went into their other bathrooms. Like,
yeah.
Everything was clean. Everything was nice. Oh, the funniest part of the venue, though, was the wrestling.
Okay, yeah. So
when we first walk into the venue, like, before the first band even goes on, there's a wrestling match going on with these big, they weren't that big, actually.
Oh, we totally just passed a bathroom I could have peed at.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll hold it for the next however many miles. One looks clean, too.
And one of the rest, so there were, like, these three dudes, like, wrestling and doing their whole fake wrestling thing. And one of them came down and, like, put his arm around me. And he smelled, like, a mix of deodorant and BO and coconut oil. And it was so gross.
He was so greasy.
I hope he doesn't, there's no way he would listen to this.
I don't think he's a Maple Syndrome fan.
I don't think so.
So, yeah, one side was a punk stage. The other side of the venue was a wrestling match. So there's one thing I want to say about 350. So 350 Brewing put on this festival. The guy who, I'm pretty sure, I may be incorrect a little bit here, but Todd owns 350 Brewing, and he put this festival on and the lineup. And I want to say that we are very kind of vocal about not being stoked on festivals. This was really well put on, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
It was really well put on. They did an amazing job. It was it was like clean, it was comfortable, it was safe, it was, the beer was amazing, the stage setup was amazing, there was no hassle for like lineups and tickets and the, you know, it was a really good festival, and I think that everybody needs to check out 350 Brewing in Tinley Park in Chicago, because it's a great brewery, great beers, and they did a really good job with this fest.
I had a peanut butter stout that was really yummy, and then I can't remember what my second one was. Maybe, I think it was like a honey wheat ale or something. It was really good.
I'm going to tell everybody right now that Kristen's usually a little bit more business than me, and I'm one that's like a little bit more loose. Not sexually, but like... like I say stupid shit, and... Kristen drank a little bit of beer at this festival, and I fucking laughed my ass off.
Well, no. So I only had those two beers, but then when we went back in the green room, there was an open bottle of rum.
Oh.
And I never drink rum. And
you should always drink rum. You should always drink rum.
I couldn't find anything to mix it with except this random Coke Zero, which I think was Danny's. I think it was Danny's Coke Zero.
Yeah.
So... I haven't drank rum and Cokes in forever, but I just had a bottomless rum and Coke, and I had that little koozie from
Stupid Rad Merch,
and my little glass that I was drinking my rum and Cokes out of, and it was bottomless. I just kept filling it up and filling it up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I said some stupid shit.
You did, and it was amazing. You were so funny. I mean... I think anybody else who was around us thought you were funny too, because it was amazing to watch you just be like goofy and silly and like hilarious. And I tried to go home, like not home, but like back to our hotel. Like I tried to tap out a handful of times and be like, I need to go. I want to go home. And Kristen was not having it.
No.
No, there was no.
It was a once in a fucking lifetime thing.
It's true. And.
Well, and even after the show, there was an after party at the brewing place, and we had a private room with fucking the band. Not fucking the band.
No.
With the bands. And all these awesome people and all of our friends of ours and friends of the... Like, it was the most amazing thing. And he kept being like, I'm tired. I gotta go. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed.
You're not going anywhere.
Wasn't allowed.
No.
350 Brewing also, like, catered in and brought in this, like, insane spread of food. The food at 350 Brewing as well is really fucking good. They had, like... crazy mozzarella sticks and tacos and fried chicken and
yeah,
lots of just deliciousness, and they did a good job with that too, so
yeah,
shout out to really them cool. as well.
Yeah, and plus it's just so fun to hang with, like, I mean, I've admired face to face for so many years, and Trevor Keith is face to face for me, so, and he's always been really intimidating to me, but just like just hanging with him as a friend and being able to talk to him as a human and his wife and like just talk to them about things we have in common and
kids,
that
and
was unreal to me. It was so cool.
Oh, that makes me happy to hear you say that.
Yeah,
I like that.
They're just the nicest, most down-to-earth people, and yeah, I had fun.
They are. They're face-to-face. The members of face-to-face are really, and like, I don't care if we talk about them too much. Like, fuck everybody else if they think we do talk about them too much, but like,
well, and I will say Real Big Fish was there at the after party too.
Yes.
And they were really nice guys. And
yes.
We met Aaron in the green room at one point. I didn't even recognize
me
him.
Me neither. He was incognito.
Super incognito. But he hung out with us and talked to us for a while, and he was really nice and down to earth. And I talked to a couple of the horn players, Billy Cottage and a bunch of those guys, and they were all really sweet and were hanging out too. So I didn't meet Big Wig, and I didn't meet the Stereo.
Me neither. I think they were there, though. Were they?
I think so. I don't know.
You were drinking rum, and I was trying to go home. Apparently, so
yeah, I was a little intoxicated. But and then the opening band was Lights Over Bridgeport, and they were really awesome too.
Yeah,
they were a local Chicago band that fucking blew my mind. They were so good.
Their live performance is really, really amazing, and it's cool because there was a huge group of people that had traveled from all over the country to see Lights Over Bridgeport play this show, opening for Face to Face, and it was a pretty amazing experience to be in the crowd of people watching this, you know, for Lights Over Bridgeport opening for a band like Face to Face, who they've been fans of for a really long time, was a huge deal, and for all of us to be there to witness that and with a group of people who had traveled to witness that was like a pretty cool experience. Mm-hmm. So everybody also needs to check out Lights Over Bridgeport.
I wanted to say the story about sitting in the green room before face-to-face goes on, and Trevor is writing out the set list, and everyone who knows Jessica knows that her favorite song is All for Nothing. And I remember Trevor writing out the set list, and I don't remember who brought it up first, but I don't know, it might have been me with my stupid rum brain. But I was like, is Jessica's favorite song on there or not? And he's like, what's Jessica's favorite song? And everyone knew it. And Danny was like, All for Nothing. You have to put we have to play All for Nothing.
Yeah.
Danny's the drummer, and he was like, we have to play All for Nothing. So Trevor crossed out another song and wrote All for Nothing. And it was obviously for Jessica.
It was pretty cool. It was a pretty good moment for me because, you know, I don't, even though, like, being friends with mm-hmm. them and having, like, a friendship relationship, like, I would never be like, hey, you know, why isn't that, like, you just don't cross those lines, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that it was done was...
We did it for you.
It was pretty amazing. And then, again, when All for Nothing was played, I bawled my eyes out through the entire
you
song.
Did?
I did.
So during their set, it got a little crazy. Like, the other few bands that went on before them, it was pretty tame. And then when Face to Face came on, at first I thought it was tame, so I was up front again, like, la-di-da, I'm going to be up front at the barricade. And it was really fun. And then the first crowd surfer came by, knocked me to the ground, and I was wearing a dress. So literally my dress was over my head, panties showing, the whole deal. And I was on the ground, and I could not get up.
And the funny part about that is that Kristen went down, and so did I, because... I fucking hate crowd surfers. Yeah. I'm sorry. I do. I don't... If you do it, I dislike you. I dislike crowd surfing so fucking much. It's a pain in the ass. You hurt me. You hurt my neck. You scare me.
But
I dislike you.
I can't remember the last time one actually knocked me down.
Well, the thing is that when you went down, so did I.
Yeah.
We both landed on the ground completely, like,
yeah.
backs on the ground.
Yeah.
You popped up, and you're like, I got knocked over. And I popped up. I'm like, so did I.
Yeah. And I was out of there because I was embarrassed, too. I was like, did anyone see my panties? Like,
yeah.
What just went down? So I was like, I'm not... And we had the all-access passes, and there was this beautiful, like, nice area off to the side, and I'm like, I'm going over there. Like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
So I watched most of the show from the side stage, which was actually really cool.
Yeah. They put on a great show, obviously. They always do. Real Big Fish was the closer of the night,
mm-hmm.
and again, Real Big Fish... puts on an amazing live show.
Remember those little kids that were there?
Yep, little kids.
They were so cute. So there was this family. Jessica and I stood off to the side for Real Big Fish. And there was this family that was there. And they had like a 5-year-old son with them. And the son was so into Real Big Fish. And the parents were so excited for their kid to be watching it. It was really cute.
It was a moment where I wish that my daughter was with me because she Aww. Loves Real Big Fish as well.
Yeah.
And we don't have all ages shows in Canada. It's
right.
not an option to take your kid to a show. It just never happens because they're always in bars and are, you know, the rules. So... like, I could never take Marla or my daughter to, like, a Real Big Fish show.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was cool to see. It made me miss her.
Yeah.
But hopefully they're still playing when she turns 19 and I'm 140, so.
Yeah. So we went to the after party, which was fun, and we ate a lot of food. And then somehow we stumbled back to the hotel. I thought everyone left kind of early.
You were the last man standing, Kristen. You were the last man standing.
Which never happens.
And Scott Shiflett was there with us, and he was the last band member standing.
He was, like, protecting us from traffic.
He was.
Getting run over in the middle of the road.
He escorted us across the, like, 8-lane freeway that we were trying to cross to get back to the hotel, which was really kind of him, so.
Yeah. And then we went in the hotel. And should we say what I did in the elevator? Well, now we have to because it sounds worse.
So, so we got into the elevator and there was this couple in there, and Kristen's rum brain had been mentioning a few things to passersby as the evening carried on, and we get into this elevator, and there was this nice young couple in there, this gorgeous, gorgeous girl, and Kristen looks right at them and says, "You guys are gonna do it tonight." And the poor guy was like, "You're just like ruining my chance to do it." And he was like, "Yeah, probably, hopefully we're going to do it. And then this girl had the most gorgeous body, and Kristen was like, you have the nicest boobs I have ever seen. And the girl was like, thanks. And then when the girl left the elevator, Kristen's like, and your ass is the best ass I've ever seen. And they were so, like, they were quite good about it. They were
laughing.
They were. And they were like, thank you. And then they
were like, you're a drunk idiot, but thank you.
And the guy was probably actually like, thanks for breaking the ice. Now I don't have to ask her to do it.
Exactly.
You already asked for me.
Exactly.
Doing it. I like how you said doing it.
Doing it.
Yeah, there was no, like, bad words or, like, no. It was just doing
it. And who knows what doing it is. Doing it might have been, like, a kiss.
Maybe.
Is doing it ever a kiss?
I think so. I think doing it could be. I hope for my young daughter's sake that when she becomes a teenager, doing it just means a kiss on the hand.
Yeah, on the hand.
Yeah, she'll come home and she'll be like, I did it. And it'll be like, kiss on the hand. She'll go, yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. It's perfect. That's my daughter's future.
So what else? I think we should save the next day for, like, part two.
Okay, so
what else about 350 Fest do we have to share? Well, we just went back to our hotel room and, like,
ate a cold salad. A gross leftover room service salad.
It was wilted and nasty.
And it had some kind of creamy dressing that could have given us food poisoning.
So Jessica and I ate that and then crashed.
Yeah. We didn't even watch TV. No. I couldn't get the TV to turn on. So I watched Pretty Little Liars on Netflix on my laptop, and we fell asleep.
Yeah, hard.
Hard. And the next day, we woke up in the morning, and I remember being in a dark hotel room and Kristen calling down to the front desk and going specifically, is there a late checkout available? 12:30, okay, thank you. And she hung up the phone, and we woke up at like 11:45, and we were like, we gotta get out of here!
Yeah.
So that was the sum of 350 Fest. From the, where are we? Are we still in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, we're still
be in Ohio for a while.
Oh, fuck Ohio, man.
Yep.
I do want to get through Cleveland again, because I would like to see what Cleveland looks like again.
Yep.
So I think we should we stop it here?
Yeah, and I don't think there's anything else that went down.
I'm going to think of something.
I know, me too.
I'm going to think of something for part
two. We're going to have part two.
We are fawning a little bit. We are, okay, we're exhausted.
But we've had a lot
We've
of
been
coffee.
In, like, 72 time zones. I'm from Canada, but I don't remember where that is anymore because I'm so tired. I don't know what time it is. I've drank a lot of coffee. I have no sleep. I've got a really big bag of chips to eat and a rest stop to find.
Yeah, you have to pee.
And then,
if anyone has questions about 350, they can email us too.
Yes, email us.
We may or may not answer.
Yeah, email us, Facebook, Twitter. But shout out to Lights Over Bridgeport, The Stereo, Big Wig, Real Big Fish, Face to Face, Todd from 350 Brewing.
Stupid Rad Merch. And all the awesome ladies and gentlemen that we met.
Yeah.
At the show.
All around, probably the best festival I've ever been to.
Same.
And the Holiday Inn. Good job, Holiday Inn.
Good job. That was a nice
Sorry I pooped on your salad performance, but I shouldn't have said pooped. See?
I know, I was going to be like, you pooped.
I didn't poop on the salad. Okay. Part two coming up after I empty my bladder because I think it's making me delirious.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Billy Joel from Green Day, and you're listening to Mabel Syndrome.